It's hot as fuck.
Happy Pride, y'all.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Good evening, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, an LGBT podcast. We're streaming live on Digital Stream Radio, where you can access that live stream every Monday at 6 p.m.-ish, EST. And you can do so by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. On today's show, we're going to have the great and amazing Dr. Evan Goldstein join us once again for this month's Tales from the Tail. And we'll have a great conversation with the doctor. We love him so much. And we appreciate when he joins us. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, I'm here with my amazing co-host and friends, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And
Jay Bear.
And
good to be with you. It's Chris.
The mess. Welcome you all to
The Dish.
The Dish.
Literally.
This heat has us all off today. I just felt that it's
hot,
like,
out there.
It's hot. It's too hot to even think right now.
Yeah, it is. So it is Pride. We're in the middle of June, and there are a lot of things going on. So we're going to be talking about all the celebrations that are happening, whether they're virtual, in person, etc. And also, of course, being joined on the second half of the show by the great Dr. Evan Goldstein. But before we do that, I'm just going to throw it over to my boys on the table and just find out how they're doing. So let's start with you, Trish. How are you?
Good. Here, hot. Queer. No, I'm actually cooling down now, but right. It was really hot earlier.
Well, I mean, it's like a fucking igloo in here.
It's really weird because last weekend it was like freezing.
Right.
And rainy.
Right.
And this week it's like
hot, muggy.
Literally, Chris cooked us food and he didn't even turn on the grill.
Welcome to New England.
That is true.
So where you can turn the heat and the AC on in the same day.
That's right.
100%.
That's right. Facts. I have a grievance.
So let me toss it over to Chris because he has a grievance.
I do have a grievance.
Sure.
Can we get this man a chair? He's sitting in a lawn chair, and I'm talking like not like a nice lawn chair, like 1990s lawn chair.
I'm just waiting for the legs to give out.
I just looked over and I'm like, we're sitting here, and like Tom's got like the fancy like Queen of England kind of. Yeah, exactly. And I love our chairs. We have nice chairs. They're comfy. I was like moving around and everything. I'm like, oh, she had a long chair.
So, well, normally she's in my chair.
Oh, okay.
So the real investment is either you or you investing in a chair for Jay.
Right.
No, Gay Talk credit card.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Gay Talk credit card.
The problem is that since I've been working from home, I'm not going to sit in a lawn chair for 8 hours in a day. So I took one of the chairs, one of our comfy chairs upstairs, so that I can sit in the office and do my job.
Oh, that makes sense, because I thought there was another chair down here. Yeah, I was very confused.
Yeah, there was always two. But
I thought it was like, all right, Jay's here. Let's toss that nice chair. Throw him on a little fucking lawn chair.
This is how you break him in.
Yeah, right. So exactly. Hazing here on Gay Talk.
If he lasts long enough, we'll consider.
None other than anyone else. Yeah, from the intern.
If he lasts long enough, we'll consider a good chair.
So I figured, okay, so we only record typically for about an hour and a half. So that would be an adequate amount of time for somebody to sit their butt on a lawn chair. But, you know, when I go back to work, then the other chair obviously will make its way back down here. So, but that's the reason why. However, there are some high chairs in there, if you wanted to, maybe
you got Chris like a baby high chair.
You got me a high chair. Do I get a sippy cup too?
We're gonna get you a bib.
I like this. It hides the belly.
I should have a bib.
Honey, you need a bib for life.
Yes, I acknowledge that. I said it first.
Like your life should come with like airbags.
Yeah,
a kit.
Airbags. You need airbags surrounding you.
I need like swimmy, like floaties. Even if, you know, if I'm having soup, I should have floaties.
Yeah,
you know,
noodles,
just in case.
Everything.
Liquid, you know.
Danger.
Danger.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But yeah, that grievance was already served like 4 episodes ago.
I wasn't here. Oh, was I?
You're the one that raised it. You're like, can you raise it again?
Yeah. Oh, well, clearly nothing happens here at Gay Talk when, you know, Can I talk to the HR person? Human resources.
Call on Monday. Next Monday.
Oh, okay. All right.
They don't open until 12.
So, no, but so I ended up working last night, and it was Sunday, karaoke. You know, the bars are back. The bars are back open.
Words are still hard.
I know. And, you know, you have to sort of kind of do what you got to do. So anyway, I get home. I'm exhausted. Chris was staying over because he was already in this area. And, you know, she falls. I went to bed. And all of a sudden, I smell sausage at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was hungry. And
I'm dreaming of sausage. And all I can think of is like, let me not wake up and walk to my stove and find that it's full and covered in grease like last time.
No, it wasn't.
She was here. You saw it.
No.
Yeah, that was the time I made the steak with the cast iron.
Yeah.
It's gonna spur. There's fat. It gives the steak flavor. But
I have napkins. I have tissues. I have.
He has Lysol wipes.
Yeah. I couldn't find them
at that present time.
Again. She needs, what do you call those? Airbags all around her. But anyway, but I love you though. No. So Chris stayed over last night, and then of course this morning he was sleeping while I was typing away at work.
He had his sausage.
I did. I had those. I knocked out. Not to mention that I fell the weirdest thing to put on to fall asleep to. I put The Conjuring on. A terrifying fucking movie. I was like, yeah, this will nestle me to sleep.
Mm. And it did.
It did.
It did. So yeah.
maybe I should talk to someone about that.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
That reminds me of the movie with Adam Sandler with the bulldog, Beefy.
Beefy.
Have you seen that? What the hell? That he's the devil's son.
Oh,
my cousin Vinny.
No. Little Nicky.
Little Nicky. No, my cousin Vinny. He's in there,
the
though. Danny DeVito's in there. No, Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci, that's what it was. Okay, I got it confused. Yeah, Little Nicky, yeah. So, yeah, I slept soundly to...
The Conjuring.
To The Conjuring.
I should talk to a doctor. Oh, we're going to have one on later. Too bad it's not about my butthole. Mm.
Well, I mean, it could be. All you need to just, you know, is say when and where.
Whatever I need to get his attention, I'll talk about.
So I have news.
Please share news.
Yeah. My brother actually got married last weekend. She did not walk away.
Yay!
I know.
How did you fare in the wedding?
It was good. I did fine.
No rivers or lakes or bodies of water?
No. It was good. My speech went pretty well, so... It was really exciting. I'm really happy for him. I've never seen him so happy in his entire life. So
that's awesome.
Oh, but funny story, though. I'll give you one funny story from the wedding. Okay, so you know how when you enter with the wedding, the party, you all do something different?
Uh-huh.
Well, so I was practicing with the matron of honor, and we, were nailing it. We were doing, you know, just, a little dance thing where I was twirling her and then, whatever. And we were literally practicing on mulch. And she was nailing it every single time. We enter, hot mess. She could not do it at all.
I'm used to sinking.
Oh my God, it was so bad. Everybody nailed their entrance, and then the best man and the matron of honor crash and burn. But so my brother was right behind me, and I'm practicing with the matron of honor, and my brother and Lindsay, they were like, "What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?" And I was like, "Chris, that's so simple. Just moon everybody."
Oh my God.
And he's like, "Oh my God, that's genius." Here's the backstory. So the morning of the wedding, we wake up to a gift from Lindsay, right?
Uh-huh.
And the gift is a pair of underwear that says on the butt, "Property of Mrs. Bussett."
Oh.
So literally he walked in, pulled down his pants, and it literally said "Property of Mrs. Bussett." And Lindsay was like,
"That's amazing."
Isn't that pretty great?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good. So he pulled his pants down on his walk-in to
100%. But I mean, it's my brother, so it fits. You know, it makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. So he's officially married.
Yes.
Bummer for me.
Yeah, he's married.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations to Chris. And, you know, if you want to go searching some episodes, he was back. He was on the show.
He fell asleep in your chair too.
He did. And then we started fucking with him, sticking our fingers in his ears and stuff. No movement. He was dead to the world.
Yep.
He recorded a video, confessed his ever undying love for his brother, and nope, no movement.
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
No. Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, back at the original studio.
Year one.
Back in New Hey Hey.
In New Hey
Hey. Back in the dining room.
Exactly.
When we had the dining room table and stuff.
Guys, that was is there a fire outside?
Yeah. I will never forget that episode. That was fun there, though. I kind of miss that place.
I miss the porch. I miss the you know, the balcony and being able to see. And what I don't miss is those fucking mopeds and freaking
right. ATVs. And the super ghetto ice cream man.
No, he had the Selena song.
No, Trish. Oh. No, Paul was literally twerking to the ice cream man while he drove by. We should bring it here. We need to set something on fire here, Trish. Let's set something on fire here.
I mean,
I'm on it.
You were cooking today, so
My cooking was fire,
which could be pretty scary sometimes.
Because it was delicious.
Oh, it was good. It was good. I got to give it to you,
boy. No,
you know the boy know how to handle his meat. That's all I can say. Except asparagus.
I overcooked the asparagus. I'm mad about that. Why'd you have to bring it on air?
Well,
I'm self-conscious about that.
That's okay. You know, rinse and repeat. You have enough time to. Well, that's another story.
That's a story for another day.
No, but you know, you have plenty of times. The girl's not going anywhere. So, you know, just pop in and, you know, take a crack at it again.
Next, you'll be okay. Talk.
I work every Sunday in this area now, so
Oh god, I'm not ready.
He's like every Sunday he's moving in.
I am not ready for this.
A little tight, but it'll work.
Bitch, you know you got a whole room up there that you could use, and the bitch still falls asleep on my sofa
two times.
My room and Jackie's room.
Well, now it's mine.
Don't let Jackie hear you say
and
that.
And she still took my parking spot.
Oh, she's nasty. Anyway, so we do have some things that we do need to cover before we go to break and bring Dr. G in. So obviously we know, you know, Pride is happening. We're in the middle of Pride 2021. Most of us really are not sure what that's looking like. We were having a little conversation last week about whether or not Pride in New York was going to be virtual or if it was going to be in person. And so, you know, we've been doing some digging, found, you know, a couple of lists of things that are happening. Obviously, if you want to know what's happening in New York City, you have to go to www.nycpride.org. They have all the information of all the events that are happening all month long. But from what I'm reading and from what I gather, there is not going to be a physical, like, full-blown Pride parade going down Fifth Avenue and into the Village. So what is going to be happening, though, is they are going to have a lot of virtual pop-up events and also physical pop-up events in local businesses to promote the ability for people to visit these businesses. There's going to be some social distancing guidelines in place, etc. So there are a couple of festivals that will be happening, but it's not going to be what we think of as a normal Pride this year. And so if you're looking for a couple of events, I'm just going to go through some of the ones that are happening in the tri-state area, specifically in the area of New York. On the 13th, there's going to be Outcycling, which is Outcycling Pride Ride. What they're doing is they're going to be going hybrid this year, and they're going to have a bike ride. Right. So if you're into biking, this is something that maybe you could do that would help celebrate Pride. Then on June 17th, you can enjoy a family flick or a family movie night at, with NYC Pride as part of the Pride celebration. The details on that, as noted on their website, is that the gathering is suitable for kids of all ages. The digital streaming event will be featured, will feature spotlights on organizations whose work focuses on queer family advocacy, planning, and support, as well as queer families to tell their family building stories directly. So that's also an event that's happening that's virtual. On top of that, there's also going to be Pride Presents, which is a unique cinematic event celebrating LGBTQIA+ film during the Pride season. There's going to be Pride Flower Crown with
ooh, I like that one.
Pride Flower Crown with Alice's Table. NYC Pride and Alice's Table proudly bring you a festival of flower crowns workshop inspired by the LGBTQIA+ flag. We should probably do like a little workshop and make you a crown.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
So,
into it.
On June 21st at 9 a.m., this is going to be a virtual event. The Human Rights Conference will be occurring. And then on June 24th at 6:30 p.m., this is also a virtual event, Savor Pride. So you can join NYC Pride for this immersive virtual culinary experience, benefiting God's love we deliver. And there's going to be a rally on June 25th, also a virtual experience. This is going to be a digital event rallying the LGBTQIA+. Oh, my God. I said that so fast and amazingly accurate.
Proud.
Community together to advocate for changes of obviously things that are happening in the community. There's going to be the Front Runners Pride Run. So this is the 40th running of our LGBTQ Pride Run and continues the tradition of stewardship. This will occur on June 26th at 7 a.m. Good luck to all you bitches that get up that early to go run. I'm going to be having probably a mimosa.
You've done that before, though.
I did it once, and I almost died.
But you made it through.
I did. I made it all the way to the end.
It's all that matters.
So, interesting, though. So, the people who actually coerced me into signing up for that 4K, for the 5K run, were training for 6 months, and I finished before both of them.
And then died.
And then died because I went out the night before and like got drunk and woke up at like 4 a.m. and then I went for a freaking 5K run.
You're sweating all that vodka out and everything.
Could not feel the legs.
And right, then like I get to the end and I'm snatching people's cup of beer. Like, give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Yeah, it was. So yeah, it's fun for those who enjoy it. June 26th, 3 p.m., also a virtual experience. It's going to be Youth Pride, a celebration, and it's a celebration of and for the LGBTQIA+, and allies, teens. This returns in a virtual format after a one-year hiatus. Then there's going to be Progress Pride Spectacular with a playbill. So I believe this is some sort of like virtual experience in regards to some sort of play. Can you click on that link and see what that says while I read the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's interesting. So if there's a play that exists, obviously I want to see it. That would be fun. Pride Fest. So June 27th at 11 a.m. in Greenwich Village, there's going to be Pride Fest for an annual LGBTQIA+. It's a street fair, so this is going to be an in-person event that you can attend. I'm sure that they're going to have some social distancing guidelines, etc. So just make sure that you follow up with their website and find out what's required of you before you show up. On June 27th, 12 p.m. in New York City, there's going to be the actual march. It says here, join us for the broadcast special of the virtual experience and, of course, the pop-up events that are going to be occurring. That's on a Sunday. And then at 6 p.m., it's going to be a virtual experience of NYC Pride. They'll introduce to you the legendary Pride Island experience in a new and virtual format. And on August 1st, it's going to be Alegria Pride 2021. Which takes over the Avant Gardner with WOW, the Alegria Outdoor Spectacular in the Brooklyn Mirage. So as you can see, there's a lot of stuff happening in New York that, you know, some is virtual, some is in person, but it doesn't look like you're going to actually be able to march down Fifth
Avenue. At least not in New York.
Right. So there's other events that are happening, I believe, down south.
Atlanta
will actually,
they're planning to
have an in-person event, but they're still waiting on feedback and guidance from the CDC and officials in that area as to whether or not they're going to allow the actual event.
Do we know anything about DC?
Good question. There is something here. Chicago this year, Pride in the Park Chicago will be enjoyed in person this year. It's a 2-day festival, so that's something to check out. Pride Fest will occur October 1st and 2nd, and there's going to be a parade on October 3rd. Los Angeles will be virtual. They're not going to be holding an in-person event.
Take a guess. Miami, anyone? In person or virtual?
Oh, that's definitely in person.
Yeah, and it's 9 days long.
Yeah, right. So New York City's, there's going to be some in-person events, as we noted before, but not your typical Pride. You asked about DC.
Yes.
So let's see. Washington, DC will host a colorful Pride mobile parade on June 12th. The caravan will include the official Pride Mobile trolley among a colorful array of cars decorated by registered organizations and businesses. The Pride Mobile parade route will travel through the city's most popular areas such as DuPont and Logan Circle and the iconic landmarks such as the Capitol building. So that's awesome. What's
going
to happen.
Good,
in DC.
Good. So it's going on.
Right. So we're going to post both of these listings in tonight's post so that you guys could have as much information and be informed before you decide to go out and see if you're going to encounter other little busy bees running around some of these streets. But, you know, it's good to see that we're on our way, but we're not there yet.
Right, right.
But I also think, like, moving forward, events like Pride and any type of event is going to have a virtual component from now on.
Yeah. Oh, I really agree. Is. Yeah.
I think they should. I think it's a missed opportunity for revenue when it comes to promoting, right? Because a lot of the promotions,
and access,
right? And a lot of the things that you do for promotion typically is in print that you're throwing at people, but then now you're literally going into their phones and you're going into your emails. And so it's a really, really good opportunity for promoting and for, you know, advertising.
And a good portion of that, not portion, but a good example of that is World Pride. So, right. You know, people want to attend World Pride, but sometimes it's across the world.
Right.
For instance, this year it is happening. I said Stockholm. It's not Stockholm. It's Copenhagen in Denmark and Malmo in Sweden, which is like the city closest. They're very, very close. They're separated by the water, but they're very close.
Say that word again.
I don't think I'm pronouncing it right.
Malmo?
Malmo?
Malmo.
I think it's
it sounds like a character from
Malmo.
Like,
it might be Malmo.
Like
got the umlaut over it
or something. What's that series?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. Right. It sounds like a character from The Hobbit.
Malmo. I think it might
World
be Malmo.
Pride Copenhagen.
That's right. Well, anyway, so it's taking place August 12th through the 22nd.
It's my birthday.
Oh, I might not be here for your birthday because now I might actually go to here because I don't know if Norway's happening. But it is saying, you know, they're saying, quote, come together in Copenhagen and Malmö to raise the rainbow flag and stand up for equality around the world. So opening on August 13th, that's the actual opening ceremonies. The ceremony will kick off late in the afternoon and will manifest the beginning of the Copenhagen 2021 World Pride. There are going to be COVID restrictions, which means the ceremony will not be held in World Pride Square, but will be live streamed from an indoor venue. And then on August 21st, the official closing ceremony will be an incredible end to our event, as they say, with performances, speeches, and handovers of World Pride, Euro Games, and Euro Pride to the next hosts who are going to be hosting it after that.
Which city has World Pride Square?
Copenhagen.
I want to be in that city.
Well,
like,
that's
why doesn't New York City have a World Pride?
Well, now
square?
That the Norway trip's not happening, I'm like, I can actually go to, you know, Copenhagen for a couple, you know, 5 nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that. I can swing that. Anyway, so
we apologize in advance.
Opening ceremonies will be virtual. I'm sure you can get tickets. You had something to say?
No.
Oh. I'm sure you can get tickets.
Them were fighting words.
Yeah. I'm sure you can get tickets to get. To be there live.
I was adjusting. I'm sorry.
They're going to have different events going throughout the villages and around town. The Pride March sadly will not be happening in Copenhagen throughout the World Pride Parade will not be happening due to COVID-19 restrictions. But as Copenhagen2021.com/World Pride says, not all is lost because we plan to hold a series of World Pride protests. Protest walks throughout the city on several days during the event. So while we can't have a massive World Pride parade as we traditionally would have, they're going to have smaller scale parades to go along with the COVID restrictions of either Denmark or the European Union. But you can get all the information for World Pride by going to Copenhagen2021.com/World Pride. You can find out, you know, all about events, performers, tickets, and the restrictions that are, like, if you're allowed to go there right now, like,
and
I'll
how
be
to
doing
avoid
later.
One of the biggest sections on that website is going to be how to avoid Chris.
No.
While he's in
I knew
Copenhagen.
You're going there.
Actually,
I want to see you all.
They just added the section.
How to avoid me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, they did. You're right.
We're live, so.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So, Jay, how do you plan to acknowledge or celebrate or, you know, do, what do you plan to do to celebrate Pride this year? Any ideas, any plans?
Nothing planned.
Put a rainbow on your cheek. I don't know, put a rainbow sticker on your car.
Don't know yet.
Actually, we already did. We already did an event at work, right? Yeah. We raised the flag and lit the building. That was nice.
And lit the building.
We sure did. We lit the building.
You could shove some glitter in that muffler of that new bike.
That muffler? No.
So you got a new bike. That's right. So maybe we can put a rainbow sticker on it.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you put no sticker on my bike.
Maybe. No, I'll find something. Maybe some
unicorn wings or something on the side. So when you're riding, it looks like you're actually flying.
We have to get Trish a helmet with wings or fairy dust that flutters.
Like all of that.
Exactly. She a rainbow scarf, but one of those real long scarves. So when he's going 65, it's just fluttering back and everything. It'd be lovely.
Sounds like an idea.
It would be lovely.
So I normally don't I don't celebrate it the way everybody else does. I'm bi all year round. There's no need to take a specific month to celebrate who you are.
Right. Yes, it's definitely something to celebrate where we've gotten, but it's more of, a time of remembrance and acknowledgement of what the struggles we've gone through and the struggles we're still going through and we will continue to go through.
Speaking of remembrance and acknowledgement, can you do me a favor? Run upstairs and on the counter, right, typically where the doggy bowls are, there's little gifts. There's three little gifts. Bring them down.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Right now while we chat over here.
So
I would appreciate it.
I want to talk about the World Pride Square.
Right. You guys are fixed on that, right?
I didn't know about this.
So the square is right in the center of Copenhagen. It's a 5 minute walk from Copenhagen Central Station, and it has its own station on the metro, just off the square of. I'm gonna need Chris for that one. Regneplatsen, or Rainbow Square, where Copenhagen raised the world's first permanent rainbow flag just a few years ago.
Wow. And so that was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe 2017, 2018, 2019.
So that's the permanent name. It's not like, Rainbow Square during Pride Month only, or is
I think it is now deemed World Pride Square because it holds the first ever permanent rainbow flag, and it's City Hall itself is where the world's first same-sex partnership took place back in 1989, which seems wrong to me.
I probably wouldn't doubt it, only because, it happens, So Copenhagen, were they one of the first groups to do civil unions or civil?
The Netherlands was the first country to legalize same-sex marriage.
Well, they're
same-sex marriage, not partnership.
So that I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want you to have to repeat what you just said. We can talk about it later, but
We're still fixated on World Pride Square.
Oh my God, gay penguins!
And changing the story.
We'll come back to World Pride Square.
I'm gonna book tickets. I'm gonna be there. I can do it. I can do four nights. I can go. I can fly to Denmark for 4 nights.
Who flies to Europe for just 4 nights?
Well, I like to go for 2 weeks, but money.
Yeah. So we got a couple of gifts for the team from our incredible, resident house mama, Mama Kim. And she sent a little birthday card with two penguins on it. And I believe these might be, what do you call these?
Emperor penguins.
Yes. And it says happy birthday on it. But I'm thinking she more or less bought it because of the penguins and not so much definitely. The happy birthday.
Yeah, one of the penguins is holding a glitter purse. Hello.
With a fish and rainbows in it.
I like the fish. You can have the rainbows and the glitter. I'll take the fish.
So it says, Dear Tom, Nick, Chris, and Jay, I know it's no one's birthday, but couldn't pass up this these Pride Penguins. I wanted to send you all a little Pride Month gift. Jay, there are a couple of extra goodies for you to get you a little caught up on some of the things that the other guys have gotten. Happy Pride, and I love you all, Mama Kim.
Oh, thanks, Mama Kim.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Mama Kim.
So I wanted to give you guys a little gifts that she provided. Jay, yours is a little bigger. That's for you.
I don't mind. Thank you, Mama.
It's so cute.
Are we opening?
Yeah, go ahead. We're opening. Okay. Open it right before we go to break.
And where's yours?
Mine is already on my keychain.
Oh, yay, more things to put on my keychain. I can't wait.
Perfect. Look, this is how I'm celebrating Pride.
Matt? Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God, I love it.
For my new motorcycle key.
Is this the bisexual flag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Pride.
Look at that.
Oh, Mama Kim, that's so sweet. These are awesome.
Yeah. So,
everybody's like, Nick, why do you have so many rainbows on your keys? And I'm like, Mama Kim.
Mama Kim's the best. Thank you.
Isn't that awesome?
My keys are upstairs, but this is going right on. Thank you, Mama Kim. I love this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. So if you guys are not aware, you know, Mama Kim does these. These are handmade trinkets that she makes and she sells them on Etsy. She does have a store. It's called Pocket Pride Plus. So make sure that you go check them out and support, because a lot of the money that she's making from these little trinkets that she hand makes are going to good causes like the Trevor Project. So support. Support, support. She's an awesome, amazing ally.
I love this.
Oh, don't cry, Chris.
I love
this. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Awesome. Oh, God. Yeah, let's go to break.
So
you cry all the goddamn time, Trish.
I know.
So that being said, again, Mama Kim, ow. Thank you, my glasses. Thank you very much. And we're going to leave you with some music. And when we come back, we have more Dish. Here we go.
She was waiting by the back door, said, babe, we gotta leave town. Get your shit, get your suitcase, your dog, your guitar, cause we gotta go now, cause they're coming. Well, they know our fucking names, yes, they're coming, just the same. Well, I know you don't want to leave your life. You've had some blood and tears, little joy, little strife. But they're coming, well, they're coming down the road. Yes, they're coming, truth be told. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never their land in the first place, but they're coming just the same. A knapsack full of judgment, hypocrisy and lies, and they're talking so much hateful bullshit they've begun to gather flies. But they're coming, well, don't look them in the eyes. Yes, they're coming, no surprise. And with so much terror in our past, how are you so surprised it's come to bite you in the ass? Yes, it's coming. Well, it's nipping at your heels. Yes, it's coming for the kill. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never the land to sell or trade. Station where we can get on that train, head out to the wastelands where we can change our names. Cause they're coming, well, they know our fucking names. Yes, they're coming just the same. Just the same.
All right. Well, welcome back from the break. That, of course, was Wastelands by the incredible Amanda Barrick. She's been a previous guest of ours. Her music is available on all the major music streaming services. Ah, let me catch my breath.
Sorry, make sure I was peeing.
That you go check I was drinking. Them out. And now, joining us, of course, is none other than the amazing Dr. Evan Goldstein for this month's Tales from the Tale. We're super excited to see you. You look like you...
just came from the gym.
Been out in the sun.
No, I just ran. I had Skype calls, and then my kids were like, oh, we're going in the pool. Can you come in the pool? So I was like, okay, I'll go in for 10 minutes. Now I'm here talking about ass.
Oh, well, we're going to jump right into it.
I would have liked to see him in the pool.
Oh, of course.
Right. Look at him. He's soaking wet.
I know. I mean, he's got the backdrop of like something I had like my sixth grade, you know, like school photo from. But other than that.
Are you cutting on Dr. G?
It's all good. Fuck you.
And we're even.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, we've missed you.
I missed you guys, too. How's your summers going?
Hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. Very hot.
It's exactly as it should be.
It's fucking hot. I know. Happy Pride to everybody.
Happy Pride.
Thank you so much for wishing us a happy Pride. Are you doing anything special to celebrate Pride this year?
I live every day like it's fucking Pride. So, you know, it's
my
like,
man.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you once again for joining us, and also pardon our lateness, but we did start like 7 minutes late today, and that was my fault.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What are we talking about, by the way, today?
Probably butts.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about butts. But the main thing that we're talking about is how to safely start engaging again now that everything is opening back up.
Including some ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your lovely team sent over some talking points.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit. I think I liked all their talking points. I think that one of the things that really should be, first of all, obviously, if everybody's vaccinated, that's great, right? The safety is there from the vaccine. I think one of the things that I want to implore for the listeners is take the time now to really learn anatomy and proper techniques and start doing a little bit more from a homework perspective, because the key is, you know, you can't just go from nothing back to the big D and think that everything is going to be all good, especially if you haven't been riding it for, you know, a year or year and a half or so. So I think one of the things is to, you know, whether checking out my website, Bespoke Surgical or Future Method, or just like peruse a little bit about the anatomy so that you can understand like safer ways to engage. And obviously, leading up to your first, you know, full on sexual experience, I think really working with dilators and toys, and we speak a lot about that. You know, you got to warm it back up. It's no different than any other muscle that we're doing. You don't just go to the gym and fucking start lifting 250 pounds. Right. You know, you got to take your time and work on in. So anal dilators, lots of lube, work it out over, you know, 4 to 5 weeks if you could, or at least even a week or two of getting the skin to relax, getting the muscles to learn how to receive again, and really putting yourself into a little bit of better positioning so that you could be successful without causing so much damage.
So, for example, if I were to just jump back on the horse, I'd be fine because I've been using my toys for 14 months.
That's right. That's right. Well, we weren't really including you in this. But yes, I agree. I mean, I think if people have been listening and following our shows, it's awesome. Just, yes, you should be using your toys. And I think people should be using toys regardless, just because it's just good practice. And it's not just dilating. Remember that, like, it's not just we're trying to get the skin and muscle to relax. It's also you can contract on them. You can start pulling in Kegels. You can work the different muscles. You can have and learn different mechanisms of, well, how do I actually relax for this toy or this dildo or these types of vibrating toys? And there's so much out there that could be pleasurable the key is, again, is you learn by using everything and figuring out the best way to navigate each toy. And then once you start seeing repetitive toys or repetitive cocks and the angles and this, you start to get really good at it, where you're able to now know, oh, this is what I need to do. And the goal for me has always been to empower the bottom. We have to assume that the top knows nothing. And if the top knows nothing, well, how are you going to make sure that you put yourself in the best positions so that you don't cause damage?
Right.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Poor Ygritte.
That's right. You know nothing. Well, I don't know. Maybe Jon Snow took it up the ass.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I mean, they're on the fucking wall, right? He must have taken it up the ass.
Well, I hope he was with the waddling Ygritte. In that cave, and they were, you know, bathing together. So, you know, maybe she had a strap on. You just never know.
Maybe she had a dick. You don't know that.
That too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Dicks, pegging, all that, right? Pegging. That's what it's called?
Yes.
Thank you.
Back on topic. When we talk about getting vaccinated, we don't necessarily know if people are getting vaccinated. We can ask. People can be truthful. They may not be truthful. But there is, you know, you say you should get tested beforehand and potentially afterwards. What is like the time frame? And now they have these over-the-counter tests. Do they actually work? Do you, like, if I went into CVS and grabbed one, should I feel comfortable with the results?
Well, I think first off, you have to kind of figure out, like, if you're vaccinated, right? Yes, you're assuming that the other person is going to tell you the truth, but that's not America, right? So the assumption is probably that they're not, or they're not telling you the truth. With that said, though, if you're vaccinated, what are the odds of you getting COVID, right? Super low. And most people are not testing unless symptoms somewhat develop.
Right.
So realistically, like, look, I think that the reality is that most of us are vaccinated, we hope, and that if you're engaging, that should be enough. And you're hopefully going to find a partner that is going to be truthful and be vaccinated as well. But the reality is that it's no different than any other STD that people have. People don't, you know, they may say, oh, I was clean. Well, their last prep checkup was fucking 3 months ago, and they've been fucking like a goddamn dog. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what does that mean? They may be harboring chlamydia and gonorrhea, and you don't even know it.
Right.
So I think the key is, if you are putting yourself in a situation where you are vaccinated and you now are either saying, okay, look, we're not going to suck face, we're going to choose positions that are a little bit more off kilter if you're still concerned. But the reality is, I mean, I feel like if you're vaccinated and they're not symptomatic and you are engaging, I think most people are going to be completely fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you could kind of see if there are symptoms that develop. And if there are, then you could start going through. Do I think the over-the-counter tests, I think over time they're getting better and better. But it all depends on, you know, the collecting method. And we speak about all the time, people incorrectly checking STDs, not doing the right thing by swabbing. And you know how many times people have come to me and they've been like, oh, I've been COVID tested for like 10 months now. Every other week, no one has ever gone as deep as I have in my collecting. And you're like, that just means that they're not actually collecting the right way.
Unless you feel it like tickling your brain, you're not quite up there. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. And so now you start to say, well, if they've been going to all these people and not doing it correctly, how many people have been going to all these people and not getting the right, you know, positive rates just because they're not collecting the right way?
But there are tests that you don't need to. When you were mentioning the at-home tests, were you talking about STI tests or are you talking about COVID tests?
COVID tests.
Okay. I mean, well, my ex, as we know, was working in developing those at-home tests. And I've been tested at home multiple times. And it's no different than if you were to, you know, take a pregnancy test or take an STI test at home. If you show up with a positive result, then you would go and seek medical like testing at that point. So like if you're taking the at-home test and you test positive, that at that point you would go and get a PCR, that would be what I would recommend at least.
Right. Or you're using that as a stepping stone.
Exactly.
And again, it really depends. I think nowadays most people are not truly asymptomatically testing, especially if you had the vaccine. I think it's more on symptoms.
Right.
But I do think it's really a good time to reevaluate everything, meaning right now it'd be awesome if the entire world, especially the gay population, would get checked for STDs while you're getting the vaccine for the COVID, because I think it starts to really show that you care not only about you, but also the community. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect time. Say, hey, you know what? I'm about to start engaging. Great. Let's do appropriate STD screening, blood work, urine check, anal and oral swabs to make sure that you're completely negative. Let's look at your other vaccines. Remember, in the gay community, hepatitis vaccine is great and it should be done. Also meningococcal, depending upon your risk and or age. So I think, really reevaluating all of those. Also HPV, we speak a lot about HPV causing anal warts. And I think everyone in the gay community, especially the anal, the bottom side, should get vaccinated regardless of age. There is much more and more data to support just anyone getting it. The reality is that most people don't have all 9 types that are in the vaccine. You can test anally by swabbing to see which types of HPV you have. And from there, you would then show that you really meet criteria to get the vaccine. So I think looking at COVID is now saying, okay, I'm getting back on this horse and I want the dick in my ass. How am I going to make sure that I am being the safest that I possibly can?
Dr. G, you just mentioned a vaccine or a condition that really I'm not familiar with.
Is that the meningitis one?
Meningitis, yeah.
The meningitis.
Yeah. So how do you say that again?
Meningococcal.
Okay, so that's basically meningitis. I've heard of meningitis. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the vaccine for meningitis.
Okay.
Yeah. And so definitely the elderly, and then definitely depending upon your risk from an exposure, there has been multiple higher incidences of contraction of this, specifically in the gay community. So a lot of people are, you need to see a primary care doctor that knows all this shit, that's able to really risk assess and make sure that they understand your sexual habits. And then from there, you start saying, okay, this is where and what we need, and going from there. I think that the key for us and the listeners is for everybody to kind of take ownership of their own care. You can't assume that your physician is actually going to kind of spearhead all of this. So I think the key is to say, hey, fuck it. I've learned so much on Gay Talk 2.0. These are the certain things that that I'm supposed to be asking for, and take control.
So when it comes to meningitis, that's interesting because it's one that most college students are at least asked to get, but you can waive it. So what are the qualifications? One, you made it sound like you have to have qualifications to get the vaccine. Is that true? And why should people get it? Because I've waived. I did not have that vaccination. I waived that.
You should get every vaccination.
All right, Trish. Seriously. Okay, all right. Forget it's me.
Ms. Copenhagen.
And someone else asking. So, yeah, a little bit about the vaccine and...
Yeah, so I think from a meningitis perspective, obviously close quarters, and that's why in college and sexually active that they push this. You know, again, right now we're in a weird time, right, as it relates to vaccines. So a lot of people are, trying to say, well, hey, should I not?
Right.
And the risk is low, but there's been a lot more data to suggest that men who have sex with men have higher incidences of contracting it. And with that said, that the vaccine would help. With that, I would say I am not an infectious disease specialist. I'm not a vaccine, guru. I think the key would be to just, bring this up, making sure that you're aware that one, it's there, and that two, that when they're doing all the right testing for you, that they're checking your old vaccines to make sure that you have antibodies and that you're in a good state. Some people need boosters of certain things like hepatitis, all that. And just bring up the meningococcal.
Now, is that a one-time? Is that a one-time shot, or is that something you have to repeat yearly? Or
I think it's so, a two dose, isn't it?
It's people do it yearly for sure. Okay. With that said, again, it's adding. It's not straightforward. It's right. complex, and mm-hmm. I don't know the right answers to it. But I think that obviously the older population, especially if they're in nursing homes and or assisted livings, the exposures are higher, and that's why they push it. Same thing mm-hmm. with the flu. But again, this is a little bit above my pay grade. Let's bring it back to the ass.
So, actually, really sorry, quick, I took you I'm going to do something that's going to make everybody laugh. But I have two things, questions for you. The first is, can you just explain what meningitis actually is and how, like, can you contract it orally, anally? Like, how do you actually contract it?
Is that question number one? What's question number two?
I wanted to talk a little bit more about HPV. You said that there were different strains. So if you come back positive for one strain, how does the vaccine affect like you moving forward? Can you still get the vaccine with one strain or two strains? Like,
okay, so let's do HPV. So that's easier, right? HPV itself is super common. We all have it. So licking, rubbing, playing, everything that you and I love to do, we give HPV. Now, HPV is on the last cell of your ass, okay? So your body a lot of times doesn't mount an immune reaction to it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's many different types of HPV, low risk or high risk. And the high risk is ones that have that propensity to cause cancer. Type 16 or type 18. And it's a skin-to-skin contact. So we all have it. So I'm not worried that you and I have it. It's an issue is, did the body mount a really good immune response so that you don't develop anal warts, you don't develop anal cancer? And what are the odds that you and I, even if we're promiscuous or hooking up a lot, what are the odds that we have a higher risk HPV? Or you have all nine types that are in the vaccine. Now, so let's say someone comes to see me and they have anal warts and they didn't get the vaccine. I make them get the vaccine. Why? One, it'll protect them from different types of HPV, so the ones that they don't have. And also, I have seen so many times where we have trouble getting rid of the anal warts that developed from the HPV. And just by getting the vaccine, it creates an immune reaction of the body to say, wake the fuck up, stop causing anal warts and treat yourself. And so the vaccine, from my perspective, specifically in a bottoming person, is key because it will minimize so much of the potential complications that can happen from the normal run-of-the-mill HPV that you and I have. Remember, bottoming causes irritation just from douching, cleaning, sex, etc. The virus loves irritation. So if you're bottoming more, you have a higher chance of contracting all of these different things. And by getting a vaccine, it'll mitigate that response and hopefully minimize, to either no minimal or no complications associated with having the virus. Does that help you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sold.
Okay. So in terms of, when you look at the meningococcal, it's close contact stuff. So it's very, very similar to, what we're talking about on the COVID perspective, sucking face, being close with people, engaging, all of that. So that's why when you're looking at like our communities, clearly, depending upon who we're engaging with, it becomes, well, how high risk are we? And that just depends on, if you're obviously monogamous and in a relationship, most people aren't, and younger, most people aren't necessarily pushing that. But if we're out and about and we're hooking up with people or it's an open world, we can be exposed in certain ways. And the question is, do you want to kind of be benefited by the vaccine?
Right. Wow. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Good stuff.
So in the end, if we're looking to start engaging, obviously play with your toys, make sure that you're dilating, doing what you're supposed to. But when it comes to COVID-19, you recommend get the vaccine.
Totally. I mean, I think that, vaccines have always been controversial and, it is what it is. And everybody has to be, take care of themselves and be respectful. Now, if you don't, and somebody wants to only hook up with someone that's vaccinated, be truthful. if someone doesn't care, then you start to say, okay, well, maybe we stop doing, we're not going to kiss, or, you know, some people are even wearing masks, or putting themselves in situations that are more outside fucking. So it's open air. I mean, you know, there's so many things
work with that.
Now that it's warm out, you know, you can do a lot outside, you know, just kind of depends on your safety in terms of this. And so the key is, you know, again, preparing yourself, make sure that you're clean from an STD perspective, vaccinated, reevaluate everything, start using toys, and then start just being communicative with the partners that you're meeting to make sure that you are happy with where and what you're doing.
Right. And obviously making sure that, you know, cleaning appropriately, using the right tools to make sure that you're ready and prepared also helps.
Or the right methods.
Perfect. All the right methods. Absolutely. And I think, you know, look at the lubes that you're using. I'm a big proponent of water-based lubes with toys. I think that it's so much easier. You shouldn't douche with toy work, especially if you're by yourself. I usually recommend people doing it like either right before they shower or after they shower, or during the shower, mm-hmm. so that it's now easy to clean, you feel sexy, do what you want and be done. For pure anal, I still think silicone lubes are the best. I think you get the highest, you know, lubricity that you need. And a lot of people will use like glass toys or silicone safe toys, either in sex play or before, just to make sure that everything is prepared and ready to roll. And then I would just say, you know, choose the right positions, like sit on top first, be completely in control in the beginning states so that you're able to now, navigate to make sure that you're minimizing as much risk as possible, and start to enjoy. And I also say, you know, sometimes you just have to say no. Like if the first time it doesn't feel right, there's no shame in being like, you know what, let's stop and reevaluate and try again or try different positions. I think you have to be a little bit more vocal, specifically in the beginning, before you become crazy submissive, if that's what gets you off, because we just want to make sure that it's like, you know, it's got to be a well-oiled machine. It takes time, you know, the baby needs time.
Time. That's the word of the day, time.
That's really funny that he said that, though. So really quick, I have a good friend who recently told me he was having sex with somebody and he was, you know, on his back taking a very large penis and he was like squinting, it hurt him. And the person was like, we don't have to do this. And he goes, my mom taught me not to be a quitter, flipped him over, got on top. And he's like, it was great.
That's awesome. And I think that that's exactly right. You should give the guy kudos. Give him like, employee of the month or something, or bottom of the month club. You know what I'm saying?
I
mean,
I gave him some future method.
Oh,
there you go. Right. Everything about
that's where, you know, if you're sitting on top, you're able to navigate in a way that allows you to relax on your own versus someone just kind of like jamming it in, you know, and you just got to take your time with that.
Right.
I just don't ever want anyone to bring their mother up while I'm fucking them.
No, I mean, yeah, that was a little weird, but I mean, I was like, I hear it.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, but leave mom out of this.
Who knows? Maybe mom took it up the ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You never know.
There's another story.
That's my mother you're talking about.
So, Dr. G, before we wrap things up, I have one question in regards to all the methods.
Yeah.
Have you added anything new to the arsenal of butt cleaning products and soothing creams that we have available?
Something is coming out in the next couple weeks. I can't necessarily go more than that.
He's even secretive with us.
Obviously, we have the anal cleansing solution, which is pH balanced, appropriate for cleaning, not toxic, and the methodology that hopefully lets you learn that less is more, right? Mm. You don't need to go flush yourself out every single time. Make sure that you're eating well, diet, all that stuff. We have after play, the really great exfoliator, and then soothing cream. The soothing cream is pretty new that allows like the first aid to the ass. So after, a lot of people use it before also just because it smells great, lickable, playable, and it just kind of refreshes everything. And then the next product that's coming out is all about more of gut health. And it's really going to do a lot for all the issues that we see with bottoming, with the change in bacteria. A lot of really good stuff's coming on the market to try to see if we can replenish stuff to make STDs less, HIV risk less. So it's really going to be, it's exciting times.
And that's going to be like a pill form or something you take?
Can't say.
Gotcha.
Can't
is, say. It gluten, is it gluten-free? Can you tell me that part?
Can't say.
You can't tell me if it's gluten-free, damn it.
All right. Well, at least we know we have something to look forward
exactly.
to. So that's always great. And we'll work with your team to get some, you know, materials and stuff to promote and do what we need to do on our end for you when they become available.
And one last thing, you know, one of the things we always speak about is mitigating STDs even after sex. So one of the things to think about, we speak a lot of, is showering post-sex. I know a lot of people do, but showering soap water washes away HPV, washes away a lot of irritation issues. So post, you know, post-sex showering is key. Some people douche post, you know, sex. You know, I don't know the right answer to that. I think if you're going to be using Future Method, it has a calming, soothing component that's appropriately balanced. Water and all of that can actually probably cause more irritation, even post-sex. So you just got to be careful with that. One of the things I think that we speak a lot of also is Listerine. Mouthwashing is great. Gargling. They did a couple of studies that show their risk of STDs is much less. Almost 70, I think it was almost up to 60-70% less oral chlamydia and syphilis by using a specific Listerine. So something to think about, gargling. And then obviously, you know, maybe it could also help with a COVID issue as well. We also speak of prophylactic antibiotics and prophylactic antivirals, both for HIV and herpes. So again, thinking along these lines of looking at your risk and then saying, hey, there's so many things that we can put into that risk to hopefully mitigate it. I don't want people to change their sexual habits. That's like so old school. The key is we should support however you want to engage. Now it's how do we make sure that we have the products and the treatments and the support to make sure that you are doing everything that you want to do, but safely.
Right, right. Well, that's obviously great, great, great advice. It's important for us to, you know, take responsibility over our sexual health and know that, you know, there are options out there. And like you said, you're not here and we're not here to change people's sexual habits. You know, you can make those decisions as long as you have the information. And that's the most important part, is to make sure that you educate yourself and find, you know, that there is information out there that could mitigate and navigate, help you navigate the plethora of sexual experiences that you can, you know, go through and the exposures that come along with that. So that's awesome.
All right, ladies.
Well, Dr. G, thank you once again for joining us. As always, it is great to have you and your knowledge and your wealth of knowledge regarding, you know, the anus is just so deep.
Oh, I had something funny to say before I leave.
Okay.
So do you remember we did a couple of shows? No, it must have been a while ago where we talked about the guy that had a pool ball up his ass. Remember that?
Yes.
I was not here for that one. No.
Do you remember? And we were like, oh, I asked him, like, was it, what color was it or what number was it? And then I found out that it was actually a snooker ball. And those are a little bit, it was like a snooker ball. And those snooker balls are a little bit smaller than regular pool balls. Do you remember all this shit?
I remember.
What's a snooker ball?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's like in England and in Europe. It's a different game. But they're a little bit smaller, the balls.
It's like the bumper pool kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Anyhow, the client came back to me and I was like, dude, I tell your story all the fucking time. I think it's an amazing story. And then he says to me, did I ever tell you that it wasn't one ball? It was two.
Oh my God.
I lost my shit. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I've been telling the story that it's only been one ball. He's like, oh no. He's like, I didn't tell you it was two of them.
Oh my God. She is talented. That
as
one.
Long as it's not the triangle, then we'll be okay.
You just never know. Oh my God.
There was two of them up there.
Two of them. So for all the listeners that have been listening to all of our ridiculous stories, it was not only one fucking ball, it was two up there the entire time. And I still can't believe it.
That is crazy.
That's awesome, though. I mean, it's awesome that something actually surprises you, right? Because you're telling these stories.
Right, exactly.
For me,
that.
You strike me as a person that you really nothing surprises you, right? Like, you're not shocked by anything. And the fact that you thought all along, after telling the story countless times on many different, mediums of communication, to find out that now there are two.
Right.
He's probably going to find a third.
I mean, wasn't there a Ken doll? The dildo was named Ken or something like that. What are the
Jack.
First one? Jack? Oh,
Jack.
Come back,
I'll never
Jack.
Let
right.
go, Jack.
Right,
I'll
exactly.
Never let go.
I was thinking it was Jack. Like a G.I. Joe in the guy's ass, but no, I think he just named the plug it.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
No, but really, you got to let go because we got to get that out of you.
All right, listen, I love you all.
Love
Be
you
well.
Too.
We love you too, Dr. G. Thank you so
we'll
much once
soon.
Again.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Happy Pride.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.
Well, ladies and gents, that, of course, was the amazing Dr. G. He's, you know, what I love. We learn a lot on the show when we have the great doctor on, because we do. And for the past 2.5, almost 3 years now, we have been learning a lot. And really, truly, it is amazing how down to earth and like he makes me want for him to be my doctor. Like, I wish Agreed. We could, like, duplicate him and put him in a lot of different spaces that are LGBTQ specific, because he's just such an amazing person and really do cares about, you know, the well-being and health of the community.
Yeah.
I want a Dr. G.
Yeah.
Here in Connecticut somewhere.
Been there, done that.
Her I, still too. I still need my reconstructive surgery scheduled.
So, Jay, question for you, my dear. Yes. Have you ever been to a doctor that's like explored your booty hole?
I have, yes.
How was that experience? You want to talk about it?
Actually, it wasn't too long ago I had a rectal exam done. Actually, back in late December, one of my brothers told me that he tested positive for prostate cancer.
Oh, wow.
So, same day I called and I was like, hey, I need a doc right away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when got checked out, you know, doctor was kind of hot too. So, it was a little
exciting.
I felt a little awkward because I was like, oh, here we fucking go.
Oh, but, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, he just checked and I was like, be thorough, doc.
Yeah, right. Be thorough. Dig deep.
Dig deep.
I don't have a smoke now.
Mm. Yeah. No, but okay. It's not. It's not that uncomfortable. I've had it done before, and some doctors before I even realized they're in and out, and I was like, was that even a checkup or just a quick finger? Because I've had doctors that are like, oh, okay,
and,
you're
and,
good.
And the reason why I ask, because there's a lot of hoop-de-doo in the straight, with straight men, they're always like, oh my God, you know, it's like, I don't want to do that. Like, I shouldn't have to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's almost like they look at it like, dude, you need to have your rectum inspected. Yes. You need to have your prostate checked. Yeah. It's not a sexual thing.
It's a part of your body.
Right. Like, but for them, because, you know, it is so homosexual to take it up the butt, that the idea that a finger could make you lose your masculinity or
your life,
or that
you don't have it done,
are less of a man because you got a finger up the ass. That, like,
everyone, are you kidding me? Everyone gets a colonoscopy. Like, they're gonna get something at some point in your life. Right. Any straight men listening who, like, are maybe wondering if their kid's gay and you're listening now, you're gonna get something up your butt at some point in your life. We all do.
Jay, did I ever tell you about the time that I had to get my butt checked?
No. Boy.
So I'm in the room.
The doctor has no more fingers.
I'm in the room, and they pull out this big-ass scope. And the doctor's like, he's got to go. He probably had to go, like a good 3 feet or so.
So you were asleep for that. It's a colonoscopy at that point.
No, it was an endoscopy.
But endoscopy goes down your throat.
No, I wasn't asleep. but it was about this, like, it was about this long.
Damn, they just knew she was a champ. Because yeah. That's a colonoscopy. Yeah, they knocked my ass out.
She goes, all right, well, this is the hardest part. Usually this is the hardest part. And I was
it just man. Swallowed it. Okay. They didn't put you to sleep?
Nope.
She's like, oh, they down, anesthesia'd girl. My ass. But I was out
this
cold.
Is the hardest part. Oh, nope, we're good.
Hold on. Take it easy.
Is there an anaconda in there?
I cannot.
Like, she's holding on for dear fucking life. It's like tug of war between her rectum and the fucking doctor.
I've had two colonoscopies done. Actually, when I was like 35, I was so stressed the fuck out. I actually ended up bleeding rectally for no freaking reason. So I got checked out. They thought I had polyps, you know, it's a whole process. And then the doctor said I was fine. But then a few years later, my regular doctor wanted me to follow up. And the doctor that did the original colonoscopy was dead and gone. And nobody knew where anything was at.
Oh, shit.
So I had to get a second colonoscopy done just to get the okay, you know, the green light that everything was fine.
Well, wow. Just so you know. It's okay. There are more to come.
Yeah. I've had one colonoscopy because I had an issue. Maybe we're going through the same symptoms. You know, we hang around together or whatever. Yeah, it's like women who have their...
Synchronize their periods.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because
we're synchronizing
our colonoscopies.
One
is trying to be more dominant over the other. It's like, my colon's stronger.
I went to the bathroom and I went to wipe and all I saw was blood. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I haven't had sex in months. So,
well, if you're seeing blood from sex, then we got to get Dr. G back on the phone.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, that's not okay.
So I went and, you know... I got checked and, you know, he found nothing. He was just like, there's nothing in there. Yeah. You should put something in there. Probably.
Stress, yeah. But, yeah, stress related and nonsense. Yeah. Sometimes, believe it or not, the doctor told me it can be dyes from food you've had.
Yep.
That kind of linger.
And beets will do that. Beets will show up in your piss and your shit.
It could be a hemorrhoid that you didn't know that you had that wasn't bothering you. Right.
That's why if you see red, it's not something to be scared about. Too much, it's more the black when you know it's coming from, where you're bleeding in your intestines and your stomach.
Right.
But if you're seeing red when you wipe, it could, like you said, it could be an infected hemorrhoid that just kind of opened up a little bit.
That when pop goes the weasel goes pop. All right, well, listen, she guys, we are going to bring this home. This was an amazing episode. Again, thanks to Dr. G, he's great. And of course, my bitches that sit here. All right, so we're gonna jump into Mama Kim's minute, and once again, Mama Kim, thank you for the gifts.
Thank you, Mama Kim.
We love them.
Thank you, Mama Kim.
Let me give you your music.
Thank you. All right, Mama Kim's minute, everyone. Number one, Out Now Live, them's virtual pride celebration is happening on June 22nd. Number two, new video shows ungrateful bullies in tears after LGBTQ+ people save them from a burning boat. Number three, Connecticut governor signs LGBTQ+ parenting protections to kick off Pride Month.
Can we clap for our governor? Because I think he's done a great job.
Agreed.
Too many people
don't like him.
Yeah, and he deserves claps.
Number four, Joe Biden calls for increase in funds to fight HIV.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and to think that on day one of the asshole's presidency, thou who shall not be named, I'm really making an effort to not say his name.
I know you are.
I don't want him to occupy space in my brain. But because we have to talk about him, on day one, he got rid of the LGBTQ website on the White House.
The link, yeah.
Right, the link. And immediately got rid of all of the information on HIV and AIDS from the website as well.
You can thank Mike Pence for that, I'm sure.
Fuckers. Anyway, it's good to see...
Marlon Bundo!
It's good to see someone... you know, back in office that's really looking out for the average Joe and also paying attention to some of these serious illnesses that have been plaguing us for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Just a quick reminder, since you mentioned and we just mentioned HIV, the first 5 cases were reported 40 years ago yesterday.
Really?
Yes, I saw that post yesterday.
Right? Huh. And so to think about it, it's been 40 years since we first started seeing signs of what was then an unknown cancer right. that was affecting men and men in our communities. And we have come such a long way. And we really need to recognize that, that 40 years later, although we don't have a cure, we have truly shifted the conversation from one of certain death to one of survivability. Did I say that right?
No.
No.
Can you help me out here? Survivability. No.
No. I don't even think that's a word.
Like,
we'll make it a word.
Survivability.
Survivability.
Yeah. Survivability. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it is a word.
Yeah, but you weren't saying a word.
Well, it's my enunciation.
Survivability. Yeah.
And so we think.
I think it's a word.
The conversation has shifted to one of that.
Look it up.
And also of being able to treat, you know, HIV.
And when you look at it from those 40 years when it first showed its ugly face on this planet.
No, it's survivable. Thank you.
Well, I knew survivable. Survivability is not a word. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. 40
oh, no,
years.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. But he it just is. Didn't say words. So 40 years, 40 years ago, it's gone from 40 years ago where a president and their administration found it laughable.
Right.
And now we have a president and administration that is willing to tackle this crisis that has been plaguing not only our community, but
humanity as a whole
for over 40 years now. So I am proud to call Joe Biden our president, who is taking on this issue.
Agreed. All right. Well, that being said, let's move on to our next segment, of course, which is On This Day in Gay History. Christopher, do you want some music?
I do.
It's actually kind of perfect.
I know. I mean, they're neighbors. Yep. Bum. All right. So bringing it back. That was German, but bringing it back to what we were talking about earlier. We're going to go to Denmark. When June 7th, 2012, in Denmark, the Danish parliament passed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. Denmark had been the first country in the world to grant legal recognition to same-sex unions in the form of registered partnerships back in 1989. But in 2012, they legalized same-sex marriage.
Wow. And we had a conversation about this. And at some point, we need to revisit this whole World Pride Square thing. Mm-hmm. I want one.
Yeah, because I missed that when I was up there.
I want one. We're just like, you know, so maybe a little bit. So according to Trish, you know, this
and she's
is
the first
square that's it's a pride related square that has a permanent LGBTQ plus flag.
It was the first pride flag to be flown permanently.
Permanently.
And that's right. In Copenhagen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Awesome.
And so I want
to go.
Why don't we have a Pride Square in New York City?
Why don't we have one in New Haven?
Why don't we have one everywhere? Like, well, why can't we paint the world rainbows and unicorns?
We can.
I know. Trish would be so happy. She would be running around with a nice happy face all day long. Uh-huh. So. That's awesome. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. If you love the show, make sure that you go subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcasting service. By doing so, you get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your favorite device or web browser as soon as our episodes are published. You can also support us on Patreon, which allows you, our listeners, to support the show with a monetary donation, which we collect monthly that can be in any denomination of a dollar or more. Christopher, Jay, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we welcome Who, What, When.
Who, What, When? Yeah, we don't have anything. So
I thought I told you you were going to do that. We don't know. Who, What, When is perfect. Because you never know who I'm going to book.
Exactly. So I was like, you got this, Jay.
I cannot. That's awesome. No,
all right. Thank you. To our guest once again, Dr. G. We love having you on. You're amazing. And we love learning about the butthole.
All right. Well, and now here's Nick with a weekly reminder for all of you bottoms out there. We talked about this earlier, who want to keep their buttholes on point, especially right after COVID. Yes, we are talking about the future method, and I'm going to toss it over to Trish.
Thank you.
Get the future method today. Each time you clean out with water or enemas, delicate tissues are harmed and cells are damaged, increasing chances of injury and or STDs. The first of its kind doctor-developed formula gently cleanses before you play without hurting your bum. Visit futuremethod.com to purchase your life-changing bum cleanser today.
Yes, queen. All right. And who would like to suggest our next
well, that's me.
Endeavor? Go for
it. I mean, now that Partners is open back up, ladies, gentlemen, Charles, in-betweens, make sure y'all put a rubber on it because we're about to put a rubber on it. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, at our audio podcast. It is also available as a free download on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces you can find us on social media, Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0 at gaytalk20.com.
I still wonder why she says Nick announces.
Because like, it used to annoy you.
I know.
Right. It's and actually then it just, you used to write Nick announces, I think. Right.
No, I kept writing it in.
Oh. Right. And I was just like, oh, why does she
keep whatever gets her blood boiling makes me happy.
Mainly so. I did it because it annoyed him.
Yeah. I think. And I love that. I mean, it gives me life.
Well, I don't think it annoys him anymore.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just still curious, like, why are we using that?
Because it's still funny.
It's funny? Yeah, no, it's not.
You don't even go here.
You're an intern.
You don't have input.
Well, I have glasses now, so I'm elevated. Intern plus. Just a little bit more. Fuck you both. Anyway, if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website, click on the contact us tab. There you can leave comments, suggest topics, submit a question for the cast or an individual host. You can also call us, leave us a voice message with your questions. We can answer those for you on the show. The phone number is 334-429-8255. Or if you need fuck, I said
you already
wrong.
Gave the digits.
Right, yeah, those are the digits.
It's, if anyway, you need the letters, if you want those numbers to spell words.
It's 334 gay talk, bitch. Anyway, don't forget that we do stream live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gents, that is our show. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.